Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor. Good evening. How can I help you today, ma'am?
Yes. I guess this one is the third time that I call you guys regarding about something. I have to cancel my card on my bank because someone hacked it, you know, and they ordered something online. And they said they're going to resolve the problem last week. Having getting back from you guys, you know, they haven't reimbursed my money back. I have to just cancel my old card. And when I did, so because the transaction was, I think they don't went through, so they used, I'm charging from my new card instead, you know? So they said they're going to reimburse the money back, and you guys never did for the company.
Okay, let me go ahead and take a look at what's going on with that charge. Can I have the first and last name and the zip code, please, to pull up the account or order you're calling in about?
Yeah, it's Margarita Vargas. Margarita, okay. Like you could think. And Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S.
Okay, thank you. And then that zip code, please.
78242.
Thank you. Give me just a moment. I'm looking with that.
Okay.
I'm still looking. Thank you for your patience.
Don't worry.
Can I have the shipping address, please?
5751 Peak Point, San Antonio, Texas, 78242.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. So I've gone ahead and pulled up the account with that information. Do you see this is in regards to the discounts club membership? You had selected the Ninja Knife set.
I don't even know what it is.
There was a Ninja Knife set selected as a gift for signing up for this initial membership. You were going to be billed the actual membership fee 4 days later after initially signing up, and actually 5 days later after initially signing up, and that was going to be for $67.32. You would also be receiving a $125 gift card each month that you enrolled and billed that initial membership fee, ma'am. Do you remember selecting the Ninja Knife set?
Nope.
Okay.
I have to cancel because I have like 3 transactions from different organizations. I was in Florida on vacation. I don't know if somebody get my information. I don't know how they see that, but I have from Walmart, I have from another place, and I have from you guys. 3 different things. They charge me $100-something, then $70 for something, and then $60 from you guys. When I get here, did I check on my computer my transaction? Whatever I was spending right there, you know? And I said, what is this? I was on vacation, and I don't know how they happened, and I didn't get any gift card for nothing or nothing like that, nothing, because I wasn't me. I didn't order anything.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and got that handled for you. So you're saying that you did not place this order and it's all fraudulent,
no,
is what I'm understanding?
No, yes, ma'am.
And you did not authorize the charges for the $7.95 or the $67.32?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just have to ask these questions.
Yeah, no. I know that's not your fault. You're just only helping me. No, but no, nothing.
I'll be happy to go and proceed forward filing a fraud claim.
I was not even on vacation. I was burying my nephew there. He just been killed by a drunk driver. So you know, I didn't even have time to order anything or do nothing because I was with my family. I said on vacation, but was not really vacation. They was with you know, grieving my nephew's death. So.
Well, I'll be happy to get this handled and file this fraud. Now, I do need to verify, is there currently any dispute with your bank that would prevent me from filing in this fraud for you, ma'am?
Did I have to dispute with my bank, too?
No, I'm asking, is there currently a dispute with your bank for this
fraud? No, because because when I went to my bank to tell them that, they told me that I have to just call you by guys first. This is what they told me. I don't know why. They just called me. You know, I just canceled my old card. And they sent me a new one. So that's the one that I have right now there. So.
Okay. I'll be happy to proceed forward with the fraud claim. Now, I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where the order took place.
Okay. Can someone use my device to do that? Is what you're saying?
I understand. Well, I'll be happy to assist you with getting this file, this fraud. Now, I do need to let you know whenever we file anything this fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on this account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when this was placed. They'll also verify the location of where it took place when it was placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with that fraud claim for this account?
Yeah.
I get it filed as fraud, and I'll be working on the refunds for you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting this file as fraud and refunded. Please stay in line.
All right.
I'm getting it filed as fraud. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
I'm working on the refunds for you. Please stay in line.
Okay. that I have to tell my bank to do, because if I tell them, if I go back, I think they're going to cancel my card again. Or I don't have to call my bank.
Marking on the refunds. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just working on the refunds for you. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Almost done with the refunds. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here working on the refund. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done with the refund for the rest of the charges. Thank you for your patience, sir. So the account's been filed as fraud and it's been refunded for your fraud claim. Your refunds will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. You ready for the confirmation number, ma'am?
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me get it done. Here, hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Moment.
Okay.
Okay. So your refund amount will be for the $67.32. That confirmation number is 7834369257.
Okay, it's 7834 3692.
Mm-hmm.
787. Okay, let me. Can you repeat it again, so I can?
7834 3692 7. I don't know. I messed up. Start from getting 7834 692 5 7.
Okay, hold on. I think I have one messed up number here. Seven, eight, three, four, six, nine, two, seven, eight, seven. Is that the number?
Correct, ma'am.
Can you tell me again to see if that's the right number?
It's going to be 7834369257.
You tell me two different numbers.
Okay, I'm reading it from the beginning, ma'am.
Okay, just tell me again because you tell me two
different numbers. And as I said, the first time I messed up, I read it again from the beginning. Let me know when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
7834 34 36 9 2 5 7.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate them for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you for your patience and for your help. I will appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
You have a wonderful day and Merry Christmas, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. So. Bye.